أهلي على الصلاة. أهلي
على الصلاة.
حي على الصلاة.
حي على الصلاة.
حي على
الفلاح.
حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريم المسلمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I seek his assistance. I praise him. I seek his assistance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge of Allah from our own weaknesses, our faults, our errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear, and later revealed in the last ayat, "This day I have completed for you your way of life. And I have completed my blessing and my favor on you, upon you, and chose Al-Islam as your way of life." All praise is due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and made it an obligation to remain united, and has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as well as I advise you, to first to have regard, taqwa, consciousness, taqwa, awareness, taqwa, for Allah the Most High, and obey him. The Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahu qaliqu qaliqu kulli shay'in wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wa kilulahu Makalihu, Makalihu Samawati, Wal Ardi, Wal Ladina Kafaru, Bil Ayati Lahi, Ulaika Huwal Qasirun. Salakallahu adeen. That is, the expression is as follows. I think I took Muhammad Asad as this expression of translation. God is the creator of all things. He alone has the power to determine the fate of all things. His are the keys of the heavens and the earth. And they who are bent on denying the truth of God's messages, it is they who are the losers. And we say, Salakallahu Adeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. And this is from the 39th Surah, Al-Zumar. Al-Zumar, the 62nd and 63rd ayats. In today's clip, our title, inshallah, with the creation comes the control. With the creation comes to control. Excuse me one second. Reported Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the peace and the blessings be upon him, said, "The Almighty has said, who is more unjust than one who considers his creation as my creation? Let him create the smallest ant, or let him create a grain of wheat or barley." And we begin, and we should always begin anything we do with praise and thanks to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. It is just that thought of keeping Allah on our minds, working on our consciousness, that really should be our daily task. And I want us today, inshallah, to look at where we are in our thought process of seeing what Allah has done, what Allah will do, and understanding what we can do in our lives inside of that. Allah has not only told us, but has showed us that this is His. This is His. He created it. He maintains it. He sustains it. He ordains it. However you want to put it together, it's His. So the first ayat for today's presentation that we work with begins with Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in. God is the creator of all things. So when we look at this statement by Allah in the Quran, first, kulli shay'in, all things. You know, this word has some meanings, and one of the meanings, it means with little effort, little effort. Before we look at the creator, let us try to get an understanding of what is created. And the second ayat of this presentation really brings more of that into a wholeness. But today, let's look at our own creation. Let's look at our own creation. See, in our lives, we sometimes take things for granted. That's our nature. We do that. Not the original nature, but that's the nature that we develop. And I happened to be at golf practice yesterday morning, and as I was walking through the grass, I saw something like a larva or something wet and squiggly and moving in the grass. And the stage that it was in, it looked like it was a larva because it was wet. It looked like it was inside of something. But it caught my attention. The point being, it caught my attention. And as I kept wondering, now I'm thinking about this, what I just saw. I'm thinking, where was it going? What's going on with it? I thought, could I help it? I even thought, about Suleiman being able to hear the ants. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't know if I'm helping it or hurting it if I try to do something with it. Where is it going? Well, what's it doing? There's nothing I could do. But I was just so glad that I was past that stage where, when we were younger, we would have picked it up. We would have did something with it. We might have killed it just because we saw a bug. Then I thought, and the reason why I'm bringing this up again is that I thought what it was, and if I had walked by maybe 1 second later, 1 second before, one step to the right, one step to the left, I may have never even saw it. So when we try to get a grasp of kulli shay'in, we can really never do that because we don't know what all has been created. We don't know. I would have never seen it. I still don't know what it was. I didn't go back and spend time, and I didn't try to dissect. I didn't do none of that. But all I know is that only Allah created it. Only Allah knows about it, and that's all that matters to me. And it was with little effort that He did it. With little effort that He did it. And we didn't create it. We can have a hard time getting iced tea to taste sweet. So how can we create something like that? And we do not even make the tea leaf to use in the tea. Abu Huraira reported the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "The Almighty said, who is more just than one who considers his creation my creation? Let him create the smallest ant, let him create a grain of wheat or barley. What man can make, What can man make that he can make everything that's needed to create something? Because if you need a tree, if you need steel, if you need water, you name it, we as human beings cannot make something from the bare minimum. We can't make something from nothing. It is like we really have to come to that grips that we do not create anything. Only what Allah allows us to create. And we are created ourselves. Some people have thought they have that type of power. Allah is El-Khaliq. He produces, he makes, he creates. The word Khalaqa, to create, to proportion. And it also means to determine. It means determine. So when we're thinking about this creation, Aisha, radiallahu anha, she reported that the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the angels were created from light, the jinn were created from a mixture of fire, and Adam was created what has been described for you. And when Allah determined a few things, he created it. And Allah says in the Quran, he says, when your Lord said to the angels, indeed, I'm going to create a human being from clay. See, the clay is at that freshest point. It's movable. It's moldable. It's impressionable. It could take any shape that is desired. Imam Muhammad, he said that clay is a manageable material. Clay is an agreeable material. So God did not take anything any disagreeable material. He didn't take anything that's stubborn or rebellious or arrogant material. He used clay to mean he started to form you. He also said that you had no power to resist him. You were uninformed. You had no mind of your own. So that clay is what our original nature is. It cannot refuse our creator. If it is in its purest form, there's no way it's going to reject our creator. And I bring this because if we're impressionable people, we can also have something in us that's very innocent, very innocent. And it can be used against us. You know, even those with the ugliest attitudes, the ugliest dispositions, the ugliest behaviors, at some point in time, they were an innocent person. But they could be influenced to think that they're more than they are, bigger than they are. They have more control than they really have. Now, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he reported that the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Satan said, by your might, O Lord, I will continue to mislead the children of Adam as long as their souls are in their bodies. And the Lord replied, by my might and majesty, I will continue to forgive them as long as they seek my forgiveness. So in case the next question is, how do we end up having to be reminded of this? How does Allah decide, okay, I need to remind you of this? It's because the shaitan will continue to mislead us. He has nothing else he wants to do. He will work harder than some will work harder against him. To discredit us. To make us feel like, you know, you really have rights in this. You don't have to do what you've been told to do. You know, when someone gets into something, you know, some troubles, you always say, well, I got my rights. I got my rights. But the shaitan tries to do that to us on a regular basis when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the Quran, it said, Allah says, then Satan whispered to him, he said, oh, Adam, shall I direct you to a tree of eternity and possession of that will not deteriorate? He's trying to tell us that Adam, you don't need God for this. I know something where you can get everything you want and you ain't got to listen. See, it makes us think that we're more than we're created to be. And for the record, we're already created in excellence. We're created in the best of forms to obtain a high status, but only in accordance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined for us. So what did he whisper to Adam that could get him out of that nature? How did that work, Adam alayhi salam? Remember, the clay represents something that cannot reject its creator. There's no hidden agenda in the clay. It wants to do what it's created to do. And the only time clay becomes unmanageable is when it becomes hard. When it becomes hard. And as I close this first part, This must be the place where they, you know, where they got the term hard-headed. You hard-headed. You don't want to listen. The side of the Play-Doh, it says, return the top on it to keep the Play-Doh fresh. To keep the Play-Doh fresh. Well, for us, we have to do the same thing if we want to keep our minds fresh. Keep our faith fresh. We have to keep those whispers out of getting to us to make us become so fixed, so hard-hearted, and so inflexible that we become someone who does not respond to our Creator. See, it's too, sometimes we get to that point that, is, that some of us think we have figured out this thing called life. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. With creation comes control. So we must stop being hard-headed. Now, how can we figure out what we had no part in creating anything? How can we figure that out, that we had no part in creating anything? So in today's reading, suggested reading from Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon him, Surah 18. Allah says, I did not call them to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor in their own creation. And I do not seek the aid of those who lead people astray. Again, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, who is more unjust who considers his creation? Allah Almighty said, who is more unjust that he considers his creation my creation? This is Allah's creation. It's not our creation. Let him create something as small as an ant or a grain of wheat or barley. See, a clone is not a creation because there's something still missing. When you don't know what 100% goes into something, you still may, they can say, okay, we've been able to figure something out and this is what it is, and they still may not know. The point is that it is Allah who has created it all, and we've been just been a part of that creation. And once the shaitan gets his children to spread that you have some right in this creation, that they think that they're the creators, then Allah has no use for them. This is humbling for us. It should be humbling for us in a good way. Because if we want in our lives to increase our faith, then we must come to grips that with what we control is only what we control. If it's 100% in belief, is that Allah has total control. Because in the creation is the control. We end up, so kind of what ends up happening is that we end up creating some misery. We can create some hell. We can create anxiety. We can create confusion. But Allah says that he alone has the power to determine the fate of all things. Wakilun. He is alone the one that can determine all of those things. This means even as much as I may want something or do not want something, he alone is in control of it. You know, and what's been on my mind and what I believe was guiding me here is to this topic is that sometimes we do get in the way of what Allah is doing. We do get in the way of what Allah is doing. Sometimes we get kind of caught up. We get in our feelings. And we forget that, oh, wow, that's right. That's right. Allah has control over this. I don't. I need to get in my place. This is important for us because this is what I believe is the history and the story of Adam alayhi salam that's trying to tell us that once we allow ourselves to get out of that nature. See, if we understand that in our line of work, which is to be a servant to Allah, we cannot question what the Creator does or does not do. Please, again, listen. This clip, is like all the others, are for me. I share them. I'm trying to get a better understanding of this first and foremost. But it's my job to share it. Allah tells us everything in the Quran that will help us to realize this. When we cannot understand something, we might end up... we cannot understand something, what we might end up doing is creating a situation that has us worrying about things that we cannot control. When Allah says he is the creator of all things, he is telling us that he has given us our character. Right? He's also given us our character. This is in the meaning of the words that I'm using today. Everything has a character. It is something about it that we know what it is. And we do not, when we do not know, then like that bug that I saw, we can only say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Alam. Allah knows best. MashaAllah. It only goes back to Allah. It's bigger than me. Because that bug definitely kept me in my place. That little bug made me realize that, you know, in that little scheme of things, bug may have been about maybe an inch. And that scheme of things, that made me realize how big all of this is. And that's more in the next couple of next ayah. I did not try, you know, to really worry about it as much. But, you know, I'm a little different. I'm a little different. That might have touched me more than it will touch other people. I'm a little different. I got different sensitivities. I got witnesses to that. Things that bother me, things that I grasp, things that get to me, may not get to somebody else. I'm different like that. So it may have just been a bug to somebody, but to me, I still can see the picture of it right now. And I realize Allah has control of it all. He's given everything his form and everything his relevance. Allah, again, is El Wakil. He is not only the disposer of all affair and all things, but he is the one we should put our trust on. And Allah says, God is the creator of all things. He alone has the power to determine all the fate of all things. He is telling us that he is the one who has made all the situations. And he is the one who we should trust to see those situations through. You know, sometimes we can be told, you're not old enough for this. And you ain't old enough to handle this yet. But basically, this is what Allah is telling us. I created all this, and I alone have the power to determine all of this, and you're not old enough yet to understand it. You can't understand this. We have to realize that since it is Allah who created all of this, it is Allah's to manage. And I have the utmost trust in that. Not only can we as human beings kind of mess stuff up, Allah tells us that if there were other guys in this who claimed they created this, then it would be chaos and confusion in that. So what we see in the world today is that there are those who think themselves as gods. They think they created something. They think they have the control to determine the fate of affairs. Right? Court rulings, legislative moves, those type of things are signs for us. And again, that'll be in the next moment, the next eyes, but because I can't do justice to it right now if I go into it. But here's a little teaser. You know, these signs that we see are telling us that some people think themselves bigger than they are. And Allah is telling us now, in case we had forgot or it slipped our minds, right? See, the slip was a slip of a mind. That, hey, I created all things and I have power over all things. And when we think about this, we're included in that. But we have to come to grips with the fact that we do not determine what happens. We are told that there will be those who are given status. They're going to be given power. They're going to be given all of the things they wish for. But it's just Allah that's given them enough rope. Giving them enough rope. And then he'll pull it. And it's only a certain amount of time and they'll have to answer for all of it. Right? This is Quran. It's kind. We have to condition our minds. This is what we have to learn to do. Condition our minds. This is the same thing as letting our clay take shape and take form. He's going to create us out of clay. He is going to give us something, give something of our character. He's going to give it our character. This is what kalaka means. Form something, create something. It also means moral. It means character. And moral means concern with the principles of right and wrong behavior and the goodness and badness of human character. Allah, highly glorified, he has created something by given it his principles of right or wrong. This is what he tells us in the Quran. He tells us in the Quran. He said, I've given you the ability to know right and wrong. Something that is character. We naturally do not reject what Allah has for us. We do not do that naturally. It's an abomination of our character that does that. Iblis becoming the shaitan is an abomination of a character. So this character, it means the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Have you ever described someone like this? Oh yeah, he a character. He a character. This means he has something about them that you don't normally see that sets him apart. Well, see, the character that Allah has given us is to be that more upright servant who is concerned with their own self, their own soul. Our character is to be that of a believer. And it is our soul that must accept that Allah has control over all of this. I don't. I have control over what Allah has given me to control over. My character, my morals, my thinking, my decisions, my efforts, my personality. But I only have control over them if I can come to the clear understanding, the El-Bay-Yan, right? See, El-Bay-Yan does not just mean clarity, it means speech. It means between. The biggest issue we have is that we can have between ourselves, right? As a community and as individuals. We can go back and forth between our own selves. Understand when I say our own selves? Our own selves. That we could talk ourselves into stuff or we could talk ourselves into stuff. And we sitting here battling each other, right? Because the greatest jihad is the jihad of the nafs. Why? Because we can get so caught up, we end up not realizing that we think we run something. Nah. Allah runs it all. Even if we do not like it and do not understand it and don't know why. That is all what I control falls under what Allah controls. I'm placing a manager here. I'm not placing an owner, but treat it like you own it. Because when somebody used to lend somebody something, right? If I lend my neighbor my lawnmower, well, bring my lawnmower back like I gave it to you. Treat it like it's yours. That's what Allah has done for us. He has placed us down here. Treat it like it's yours. Take care of it. Treat your life like it's yours, but we belong to Allah. The history of the human being has been dealing with that fact. It has not always taken the best care of what it has been given. Our track record hasn't been good. And even before we got here, this was the case. This is why scripture tells us, scripture, all scripture, not just what we read in the Quran. And matter of fact, this morning I said, you know what? I need to know. Because I have the Quran that has the corresponding Bible verses. So when the Allah says in the Quran, and God is the creator of all things. So the Bible says, and in him, all things in heaven and on earth were created. Things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. There's a lot of people that tune in that aren't Muslims, but they're believers. They follow their book. So guys, it says right there, all things belong to Allah. See, it tells us that we've messed up before. You name the reason why, that's fine. And God has to send someone or something to get them back in line with the understanding that, hey, you don't run this, but God does. But you have a job to do, and that is to trust God. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his job is to be El Wakil, the one who is to be trusted, the one who has full power, is entrusted with control over everything. And some of us, we can't even keep up with our car keys. But yeah, we want to run the world. Allah is El-Wakil because he will provide a means to solve any problem in the best way. We get into things and we think we're alone. No, God is there. He's always there. But you think you're alone when you will just be alone. I'm alone in this. I'm doing this all by myself. Nobody else gonna help me. This is why we have to remind ourselves: Allah is in control. Some things we cannot explain and may never be able to. But if we can get that thought of Allah being in control, Allah has created everything, and in it is what He has established. Then we can be on the right path. So we think of a path, we think this smooth sailing. No, a path has bumps. Path has some dips, some potholes, some big potholes. Paths have runoffs. The direction doesn't change. Because we get tested does not mean we are alone. It means we're being shaped. It means we're being formed. It means we're being given character. We're getting character. Allah did not say bow to the creation until the creation has my spirit, my revelation inside of it. If we can get that inside of us, it is what will keep us flexible to be able to move accordingly in this way of life. And I'll end today's part with this. You know, there was a very wise old man who lived on the top of a mountain. And the villagers would go to him for advice every time they had a problem. And sometimes they would come to him complaining about the same problem that they always had. So one day, a villager came to the wise man with a problem that was worrying her, and the wise man told her a joke. And she thought it was funny. And she laughed and found it funny. And he told her the same joke again, and she smiled, a bit confused. And after a few minutes, he kept repeating the same joke. And this time, she got a little annoyed. So the man smiled and said, "You can't laugh at the same joke over and over again? Then why do you cry about the same problems time and time again?" The moral of the story is worrying does not solve problems. It only wastes your time. It wastes your energy, and it destroys your peace of mind. Do not destroy that peace that we know that Allah is in control. And understand that this is all Allah's, and He controls it all. We just need to trust and rely on God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because with the creation comes the control. Now, inshallah, gives us the benefit of the day, which all praise is due to Allah. And may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'ul 'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou art alone, all hearing, and all knowing. Ameen.